Aboriginal communities across Australia have consistently reported much higher smoking rates than the rest of the country. And with female lung cancer deaths showing an overall surge after the sharp rise in women smoking in the 1970s, it is having a particularly damaging impact among the Indigenous population. Quit Victoria Director Dr. Sarah White says lung cancer has now overtaken breast cancer as the leading cause of cancer deaths among women, and Indigenous women have been hit hard.
Women who are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander living in Victoria are more than three times as likely to be diagnosed with and die from lung cancer as non-Indigenous women. That's a huge difference. Aboriginal Victorians tend to smoke more than non-Aboriginal Victorians, and so we're going to see that difference in mortality as a direct relationship to the difference in smoking rates.
Statistics show 38% of Aboriginal adults in Victoria smoke every day, and lung cancer accounts for one in four cancer deaths among Aboriginal Victorians. That compares with one in five in the non-Indigenous population. Cancer Council Victoria Chief Executive Todd Harper says it's the first cancer registry in the world to provide such a snapshot of Indigenous communities.
So it gives us an opportunity to learn a lot about patterns of cancer that are occurring within Indigenous communities, and also how we can strengthen our prevention messages. So I think this is the value of having such a timely registry focused on the cancer needs of Indigenous people. But it also can be very valuable for other countries and jurisdictions around the world who are also looking at what they can be doing to reduce the impact of cancer in their communities.
And Sarah White says there is actually a good news story to tell in curbing tobacco-related deaths in Aboriginal communities.
The figures nationally show that, in fact, the rates of smoking among Indigenous populations is potentially going down faster than what it is in non-Indigenous populations. So we're seeing lots of kids just really turning their back on taking up smoking, and even for the elders in the community who are not yet able to quit, they're actively talking to the young people in the community about not smoking, which is really having an impact. So we're certainly seeing a change, but it needs to happen faster.
Todd Harper points to the wider health implications.
We know that tobacco, of course, is a cause of a range of other diseases, not only cancer, heart disease as well. So I think it's a timely reminder that we need to do more to encourage Aboriginal Victorians to quit smoking. And we know that there are significant benefits from doing that, given the devastating consequences of tobacco. We think that there's a great opportunity to reduce the impact of particularly lung cancer, but also other cancers and heart disease and stroke as well.
And for Indigenous Victorians, there are specific support services to help them give up the habit. The Cancer Council says the Aboriginal Quit Line on 137848 is the best place to start. Gareth Borum, SBS News.